Okay, this is White Sword, and this is going to be my test run of a UE show on Kizzle's OPB of Internet Radio. And that's Kizzle from uberlito.com and hackermedia.net, if you didn't know that. So I guess there's a couple things people want to know about when they UE. You know, what to bring, what not to do. And I guess a lot of it comes down to is what you're willing to do and the risks you're willing to take. Because there are some places that, abandoned buildings or whatever, that are on guard by security guards. And, of course, you're not going to want to just run into the first building you see UEing. Me, I personally, I check out the area. You know, I kind of do a little research on what there goes on. And if I do go, I'm, you know, even if I know what's going on, by just watching it for a couple of days and see what's going on, I tend to still be extra cautious because you never know. Dude might have called in sick those couple of days that you were there, and lo and behold, they actually did have a 24-hour guard. So it's just one of those things that you have to be willing to take a risk on. And so it's a lot of it's risk. I mean, a lot of it's willing. Are you willing to get dirty? Because a lot of it is to get access, you might have to crawl in the dirt or go through a tunnel. I mean, that's also, we're going to talk about some tunnel stuff. And a lot of it, too, is that you got to be willing to, like I said, take that risk. And by taking that risk, I don't mean just going in there and having balls going in the building. I'm talking about the after effect. If you get caught in there, it's most likely going to be a trespassing. Or if the guy's a real douche, you know, that could be, you could go to jail. They could lock you up for a little bit, whatever. I mean, it just depends the situation. And each situation is different. And after 9/11, everything's changed. Now, UEing is a whole different thing now. It's not about like it was before. It's just a bunch of kids in abandoned buildings goofing off. Or not even kids, just older people. Now it's, what are you doing there? Well, I'm exploring that. Well, what, that doesn't really make sense. Why would you waste your time doing that? Well, and it's kind of hard to explain to people. Hey, I just wanted to check out the building. I knew it was abandoned. You're going to tear it down. Get some pictures of it. Post them on the internet so people know, hey, this is what used to be there. But nowadays, you can't really get away with that because of the 9/11 thing. Now there's going to be extra suspicion thrown on you why you're down there and what do you need to be down there for and what's your purpose. And it's a lot of it's, you might get away with a lot of it just being, hey, it's just us just goofing off in here. But, you know, you just got to remember that, too, when you're going into places. People are on the edge even more because of the terrorist attacks and just terrorists in general. People are more, you know, everybody's all, other campaigns everywhere you go. You'll see it on the windows or on the buses and stuff. If you see somebody suspicious, report them, you know. Who's to say who's suspicious just because they're walking in through an abandoned building? Yeah, that might look odd to a couple people, but hey, that's not odd to us because, hey, that's what we like to do, is go check out abandoned buildings, tunnels, you know, and it's, like I said, each situation is different from what's going, from, each situation is different for each situation. Yeah, something like that. Anyways, so let's just talk about some basic stuff, what to bring, what not to bring, and if it's smart to bring it all, I guess. Me, I wear long pants. I wear army pants. That's my personal choice because I like the pockets, because I carry a camcorder, a camera, a flashlight, you know, and a bag. Excuse me. Other stuff, you know. I even bring glow sticks because sometimes I just don't want to use a flashlight, or I just need to put something off in a corner to glow for a little bit. To add a little atmosphere. But, and those are my basic things. You know, you're always going to want to bring a flashlight. Now, when it comes to the flashlight, let's talk about flashlight. You just don't want to bring a flashlight. Not just every day, hey, Mom, let's go down to the Goodwill and grab the first little flashlight. You want to bring something that's a little heavy duty, you know? Maglite, man, there is a good flashlight. You know, I mean, right down to the $10 one, which I use on my belt clip. It's got the three little LDE lights in it. Excuse me, it's not a maglite. That's sorry. Maglites are good lights, but the light I have is not a maglite. I would go get it, but that would be red radio to leave right now. You know, I carry a couple lights. I have a clip-on light that I can clip onto my hat. Not like a mountain climbing light. It's a light that I picked up at one of those stores at the airport. You know, it's got little It's got like three or four little LED lights in it. It's mostly supposed to be used for a clipboard, but I use it for just like, you know, in the area. Like if I'm just looking at something I want to check out. Nothing that's going to give too much illumination out, but it's going to give enough that I can see what I'm doing. And you also want to make sure your lap flashlight is definitely waterproof, because you never know where you might be or where you might end up. And if it slips or you drop it, who knows where it's going to go. It might end water. Now, I mean, that's what's, you know, watertight. That's, if it's going to get in water, then it's going to be okay for a little bit. Okay, that's flashlights. I'm looking to, okay, so gloves. Me, I wear gloves. Well, not all the time, but I do a lot of times because, you know, you don't know what's in a building. Something might be in there that might get on your hands, and you might touch your face later on. That might give you some kind of, make you sick. You know, you want to be, and that's a long thing. A lot of the buildings you're going might go into might be old and have some kind of abscess or whatever that stuff is called. You know what I'm talking about. Abscess or whatever. Okay. I can't say the word. Or just something in general. You know, you want to be careful because you don't know who's in there. Who's pissing on the floor, pissing on the walls. You know, so in the long run, just gloves is just a smart idea for your own health. Other stuff, you know, it. What else is there to bring that I can think of? Shoes, you know, shoes are a good one. Your Nike shoes are great, but you want maybe something a little heavy duty. Depends on the situation. You know, if you're going to go into an old warehouse, you might want some steel boots or some boots of some kind, because shoes just ain't going to cut if you're walking around a bunch of steel and you might just step on something. And let me tell you something, that really hurts to have something go through your foot. Believe me, it's no fun. You know, so a lot of it's protection. You just want to make sure you've got some heavy-duty clothes. That's the first thing. Heavy-duty clothes, man. You don't want to be goofing off in your shorts and climbing through tunnels and crap, because you don't know what you might get snagged down and cut the shit out of your leg. And if you don't have your tetanus shot, whatever, you're going to get some kind of rust in there. And, you know, most people don't talk about it, but hey, you know, get your fucking tetanus shot. I'm sorry. You know, you're running around abandoned buildings. Who knows what you're going to get poked on if you haven't had one. Get one. I mean, that might sound dumb, you know, who's who? Oh, I'm Dr. Whitesword, ha ha, like Dr. Mario. But a tetanus shot, you know, get that. You don't know what's on, you know, and I'm all over the fucking place. That's what happens when you don't write show notes, and you just do this off the top of your head. Shirt, you know, whatever, something heavy duty, might want to wear just a shirt and a flannel or two shirts or whatever. Because like I said, you might have to crawl through something to get to something else, and you don't want your jacket getting all ripped up, and you don't want to wear something that's not going to give you enough protection if you have to be bumping around stuff or bumping into stuff. Not that you're going to be running around bashing yourself against the walls, but you never know what you might be hitting in. Now, okay. Places to go. Let's see. You know, it's really kind of cool. You might be kind of, you know, just start a walk around in your town. Now, if you live in a city, it's kind of cool just to go into each building. Now, I do this. I don't care. I'll go into every building. I've gone probably in almost every building downtown. I mean, that's not say impossible, but, you know, hey, this is me. You know, I get bored on the weekend, so I just goof off. And you just kind of learn going into different buildings, down the different stairwells, learning how the doors work, and knowing, you know, if you go through this kind of door, it's going to lock behind you, making sure that you have a backup plan if you do get locked out. And also, it's going to give you a chance to walk around businesses that are empty or empty office buildings. You know, hey, that's you, Ian, because you're urban exploration. Look it up in the dictionary, and it's urban rise. I cannot talk today. Maybe I won't put this out. Anyways, who cares? This is a test run. You're urban exploring, which means an urban area, which, you know, is a city and stuff like that. Now, that's me. I go through the buildings. I look through different things. I head down to the basements. And in Portland, have you seen in episode 7, we have the Shanghai tunnels, you know. And I've shown in other episodes, I think it was 2 or 1, I think it was 1, how buildings are connected underground. Now, you might not have that where you're at, but that's just the way they, a lot of times they do it. When they start building buildings together, just make one big empty basement tunnel between buildings, from one building to another, from under the street to down the street, you know, and it's just the way it works. And you'd be kind of surprised to walk into one building and walk out the exit of another one, you're like 2 blocks away. Now, that might not sound possible, but it is. I've been there, I've done stuff like that, and this is kind of fun. I mean, a lot of it, you know, is just walking around and knowing what to say. And, you know, that's a big thing, too, is if you get caught down there, you know, you're just walking. You're looking for the bathroom. You know, that's like the... Just always say you're looking for the bathroom. Because, I mean, a lot of times people, it's in the basement or whatever. And if they don't believe you, yeah, they don't believe you, what are they going to do? They're going to ask you to leave, so you just leave. But then you got better luck next time knowing that if you go back down there again, hey, there's a security guard down there, and he's kind of a douche or whatever, or you might be able to go back again and know where the security guard is. Now, another thing I was going to bring up is that a lot of things with UEing is choosing your area, like I said. Going to abandoned houses, like houses that are being built, yeah, that can be kind of cool, you know, just, I guess, I don't know, I did that when I was a kid, and, you know, abandoned warehouses, those are kind of, you can find some pretty cool, interesting stuff running around in abandoned warehouses, churches, there's a lot of stuff if you live in a city, and now, a lot of my experience is coming from, is from a city point of view. Since I live in a city, I tend to go into the bigger buildings, the opera houses, the plays, the schools, the university. Universities are biggest bet. Now, if you really want to have fun, you and go in your university, oh my God, you'll find stuff that just will blow your mind away. I mean, tunnels that go through, like, access points to one point or the other. Like, in when I go through the university at my place, I have to crawl up and down another tunnel to get through another section, which then I go up some stairs to lift a big steel grate, which then, you know, lo and behold, I'm in the central hub of the entire university. And then from there, I go down another hallway, and I'm inside the boiler room. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to actually do universities because of the stuff you can stumble across. Now, another fun place, I think, is hospitals. Especially the older the hospital, the better, because they're going to have tunnels. And I know a lot of times, I'm not talking like underground sewer tunnels. Now, let me get that straight. When I mean tunnels, I'm talking about just connecting tunnels that people walk through. A hospital is going to be a lot more fun because the tunnels are going to be a lot bigger and they're going to be used to maybe move a patient back and forth. So that's going to be kind of cool. But then to go back to the whole 9/11 thing, you got to be careful where you go because you don't know who's going to stop you and when they stop you, what their attitude about what you're doing is. I mean, some people might just be like, well, you know, whatever you're doing, get out of here. And another thing with hospitals is I've been picked up a couple of times just walking around the basement of hospitals because, not that you're not supposed to be there, it's just, you know, it's hard to explain to somebody, you know, I'm just walking around. Well, why are you walking around? Well, I'm just walking around. First of all, they're thinking you're a criminal of some kind, that you're just looking to steal from the hospital, and that's usually not a good thing, and they're going to pretty much pull you aside and probably take your picture and ban you from trespass you, and the only reason you could come back is if for medical reasons or not, and that's not cool, because then, you know, then you're screwed, you can't go back and wander around. So it's just one of those things, if you're going to go somewhere, have a reason, or not a reason, but a good enough story, that if you do get pulled over, you know, like a cop, get pulled over, you're going to be like, hey, you know, I'm here visiting my aunt, and she's asleep, and I'm walking around. You know, whatever. Find somebody's name or whatever and just use that. You know, how are they going to know? So, that's for that. And, what else I was going to talk about? Show notes. Let me really stress show notes. Now I understand. I always just wonder why those are just talking on the top of your head. Hold on. Let me think of something. Okay, and another good thing, I'm back, is to bring a camera. Because, you know, you want to be able to do some kind of camera. I'm talking about a camera, a camcorder, or whatever, you know, because one thing about school by UEing is there's so many people that are interested in it. You know, I get emails from people saying, hey, I live in a rural area, your show's great because I don't live in a city, and I'm not going to live in a city, and I get to see what kind of stuff goes on in your city by watching your show. And pictures are great, too, because people dig pictures of anything, you know what I mean? There are tons and tons of websites. I mean, the UER.ca is database is awesome. I mean, they have stuff from Iraq to New Zealand to all over the world. You know, it's not just based in the United States. They're based out of Canada, and they got just some awesome stuff. There's a guy in Scotland who goes up and he UEs hospitals, and he's just got the most old, creepy-looking hospital pictures that are just so freaking awesome that just would look better in a picture than a film. So, you know, bringing a camera is a good thing because, and you can share your experience with other people that, hey, check this out, this is where I was at, and this looks pretty freaking cool. And, hey, if somebody else might be interested, that's another thing, too, is sharing knowledge with your pictures and your story. And the one thing I like about the UER database is that you can create a database on where you were at, give a little history, security risks, you know, like 24-hour guard, fence, razor wire, you know, and kind of hazard, and, you know, if it's going to got, it's got bat poop, and, you know, because that's a big thing, the bat poop and stuff, and, you know, because that shit will make you sick, you know, I don't care, you know, that, I don't know if you know that or not, but it'll make you sick. That's actually considered a toxin, so, and that, we'll get into that in a little second here, but, so, you know, one thing about sharing the information about your UEN and stuff is that people tend to like that, and want to be able to share their information, so anybody else can go, and like, hey, that's cool, that guy went there, gave some information, let's go check it out. Well, now that got your information to know, A, what you're what to watch out for, and maybe a little better idea of what to bring, and you can go, and when they update their information, you know, it becomes like a whole thing where in one building you have six people have gone and they've supplied enough information that anybody else can be like, oh, okay, you know, it's pretty safe to go there. Enough people have gone and took some pretty good pictures. I want to go and maybe just check this out where everybody's talking to. So that's kind of cool. Another thing, too, is hazardous. Is like going back to the clothes and the shirts and the hats. I mean, I wear a hat most of the time. You got to be careful. A lot of people use breathers. Me, I tend to not because it just... I don't go into older buildings just because we don't really have none around here. But if we did, I would probably cop out and buy a mask, a mask of some kind, like maybe a breather mask, a little paint mask that you wear just while you're painting, just something to give me some kind of protection or filter from where I'm at. And you know, another thing too, you might want to check out. Now I don't know if it's law or not. But I'm pretty sure there's a way to find out if a building has asbestos. That's what it was, asbestos. Because you don't want to breathe that. I mean, I'm sorry, that shit will just fucking kill you. If it doesn't kill you now, it'll fuck your lungs up later on. And so you definitely, if your building does have asbestos and you do find about it, and you want to go in there anyways, get a breather mask. Go down to your Army Surplus store, pick a mask up, buy some filters, because you don't want to be goofing off with that stuff. That stuff is not a joke. And another thing, too, is that what's going on there is just don't be opening every door you see. I mean, it's not about opening every door. It's just be careful. Think about what you're doing ahead of time. I mean, you don't just want to walk into like, ooh, this is an old paint factory. Let's go in here. And crawling around different things just because it's, you know, you think it's safe. You know, for all you know, you might just trip up in an old building and fall through some floors and then somewhere pretty hazardous to your health air-wise. And that's a big thing with the mask is you can't see what's floating around in the air, so you got to be twice as careful with the air mask or the mask because it's going to filter out some, but maybe not a lot. But, okay, now, what else? For me, I like to go by myself, but, you know, sometimes it's good to let people know. I go by myself because I go in pretty liberal, safe areas. I mean, I'm pretty safe where I'm going for the very fact that if I fall and hurt myself, someone's going to find me, you know, because I'm not going around tunnels and stuff yet. Well, I mean, I've gone in a couple places of tunnels, but I haven't actually made the venture yet just because it's kind of hard to find places around here, at least in the city-wise, that are old, abandoned buildings that the floor might fall out under you. But if you're going to go in a place like that, it's usually a good idea to inform somebody, carry a cell phone, some kind of device, that, you know, like a beeper noise. Or, you know, a cell phone's going to be best. I mean, cell phone technology, I'm sorry, everybody has cell phones now. You can go AT&T, get a Go phone. I mean, it's like a dollar, you know, it's whatever how much it is. You know, so always carry a cell phone if you're going into a place that might be kind of a hazard because you don't know what's going to happen. Or just inform somebody, hey, bro, I'm going out here. You know, if you want to come, you come. You're not, you don't. But inform somebody where you're going to be at. You know, hey, that's just smart. I'm sorry. You know, you can't go nowhere out of the blue and not tell somebody because you never know what's going to happen. Especially if you just decide to go to an old building or a cave or a tunnel. You want to make sure somebody knows about it. But what else? Oh, bring bottled water. Yeah, you definitely want to bring bottled water because, you know, you just do. I mean, I don't know why I just bring bottled water with me because, you know, you're not going to want to drink none of the water from where you're at because you don't know what's it wrong. There might be something wrong with water and you might not know it. So it's a good idea to usually bring bottled water. Let me think here. Okay, another thing back to about the picture thing is posting your share, back to the sharing your information. There comes with a risk with that too, is that there was a guy on the UER or one of those web pages where he posted his pictures up on the internet, talked about where he was at, and probably some pretty cool places, but somebody had actually gone out of their way to contact the owner of the building and inform them that, hey, this person's running around your building and taking pictures, just to let you know. And the guy probably, I don't know if he got in trouble because I never really heard much more about the story, but, you know, you got to think about it too, where you're going to is, if you're going to post it, is it somewhere that somebody's going to... you know, I don't know. I guess it just depends on the person. If somebody doesn't like you, then maybe they might be an ass and try to turn you in. So, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things that somebody might not like you, so I don't know. And, oh, I got to scratch my ear here. Gosh, I guess I don't really know what else to talk about. Just be safe. That's the biggest thing, man, is always think first before you do it. Don't just think because it's an abandoned building that you can just kind of run in there and run around goof off. You know, think about what you're doing before you do it, because the consequences at the end might really be worse than what you're willing to deal with or handle. So, and I'm not talking about just injury. I'm talking about jail time, fines, whatever. Just think about before you do. And in all reality, if you think you're going to go UE a government building, let's think about this. I mean, yeah, it might sound kind of cool. You might walk around one, but I'm talking more like an abandoned government building. Like, we have the old NNS or the INS building, the old post office out here. I've thought about shooting around it, but I'm not going to go in there because that's just stupid. You know, you got to think twice about what you do. So all I know is there's 22 minutes of me just rambling about different stuff in UE. That's all I got to say, and this is White Sword from White Sword TV at whitesword.tk. You can reach me at whitesword@gmail.com, and I do have a voicemail box. It is 909-661-9784 if you want to leave comments about this or White Sword TV. And I'd like to give thanks to Kizzle from uberlito.com and hackermedia.net for the chance to just ramble on OPB Radio, or whatever he's calling. I'm just giving him crap. So have a nice day. I hope this was informative. You know, and if you guys like this, whatever, let me know, because, or if you think this is the stupidest thing you ever heard in my life, please let me know, because I don't want to do another one. I think it's kind of cool when everybody likes it, and rambling off. And if you think it'd be kind of cool and you want to do one, or get involved with Kizzle's thing, he has a list of shows he like to do with people who just, hey, who might want to try or do a radio show but just never knew how to get on it. He'll help you out with this stuff. I'm using Cool Edit Pro 2.0 or something like that. Got it off Kazaa. It's a pretty decent program. But, you know, if you need help, let him know, and he'll probably help you out as best as he can. You know, I don't think he's going to burn your shit and send it to you. I mean, he might. Who knows? Kizzle's pretty fucking uberlito. So get a hold of him, let him know what you need, and if you want to do one of these, he's got a list up on binrev.com/forums of the different shows he's interested in doing. So I'm out.